My name is Bob. This net is held every evening on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. Pardon me. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, and mobile stations wishing to check in?
JC2WI Mobile.
JC2WI, Pete, how are you doing this evening?
I'm on my way back from Boonville. The Tolt Fast Trekkers annual meeting was tonight, and with refreshments afterwards, so I'm pretty stuffed here with, I had pizza and salad and some nice desserts and stuff, and I had planned to actually get one or maybe two computer things done that I wanted to bring back. Come down early, call someone else that I haven't been able to get a hold of that wanted to, me to pick something up when I was there. I didn't get out of my last job till in Lowville till 5 something, and so I really didn't have time to do that. But other than that, not too bad. It's a little break in the sky to the northwest, but other than that, it's pretty well clouded over. And I don't know, I guess it won't be as cold. Last night, I think I had a low of 37, I think it was overnight, but it warmed up pretty quick in the morning. We had a discussion about the bike tour coming through, and of course they're looking for people to volunteer for all kinds of things, and the Trekkers will probably be doing some of that. So hopefully we can get a good turnout and maybe get the club involved and maybe get a little donation out of it or whatever. KC2WI.
Oh, roger on that, Pete. Sounds like your schedule could get all discombobbled today, but I guess you've got a pretty good handle on it for the balance of the day anyway. Yeah, I hope we can put... we can put some time to good use there to help them out on that bike trek, and I think somewhere along the line we can work it out in different places that we can give them a little bit of support. Okay, Pete, well, thank you for checking in. We'll see if any other mobiles are out there and like to check in. This is N5AOW Net Control. Okay, are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
Oh, roger, roger. K2AIT repeater, this is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3 TFB Bill in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to have you check in with us. And how's is the weather down by you any different than what we have? I hope you had a good day with it. Okay, didn't get a return on that, but maybe there's a little connection problem there. Bill, are you still with us?
California and those parts there, they need to rain desperately bad. You know, there's a big market out there. I think I've lost the repeater here. I think I got it back again. KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Anyhow, I think I've inquired the repeater again. I want to make a comment about, I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, didn't get a return on that. But.
Roger. There's a noise tail on this repeater. It's a hum, and maybe the hum goes so loud it drops me out. But anyhow, I wanted to say this much. We are raining here in western Pennsylvania. There is rain. I wish the rain would go to California. Make a comment on the Echolink system. If anyone has an Apple 5C handheld telephone like I do, I found out that if the Wi-Fi connection is on in the building and you don't subscribe to the Wi-Fi, but yet your phone has the Wi-Fi turned on, you won't be able to transmit. And that was my problem for maybe about a month. When they turned the Wi-Fi on, I didn't subscribe to it, but yet the telephone thinks you're still trying to work out it, and it doesn't work. You get timeout messages, you get load proxy messages, you get all kind of messages. Hey, good evening to all. I wish everyone a good...
Okay, Roger on the Wi-Fi connection, Bill, and thank you for checking in with us this evening. I would imagine we're going to get the rain also. I think it's headed our way, but we had an excellent day today. A little on a cloudy side in the afternoon. It held that way for quite a while. But in all, it was a very good day. Well, thanks. You have a good evening, and we'll talk with you again next time we check in. Okay. Now... Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James here calling in from Moniant to New York via Echolink.
Okay, Kevin. Good. Glad you checked in with us this evening. How are things going with you?
Hey, not too bad. Hanging out down here in Oneonta tonight. Getting ready to go meet my radio man tomorrow up in Edmonston. We're going to be mounting an antenna on my new 2-meter, 70-centimeter radio, so I'm kind of psyched up about that. Tell you what, I'll let everybody else check in, because I know there's some guys up there in the North Country who want to check in, so I'll say good evening, 73s. This is KD2FBM. Back to net.
All right, Kevin. Very good. Glad you checked in with us this evening, and hope your evening goes well also. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Rip.
KD2AIT.
KA2ZNZ.
N2OIQ.
KC2MVU Mobile.
You guys came fast and furious. I got them all. Okay, we got N2PFM, KD2AIT, KA2ZNZ, N2OYQ, and KC2NBU. And Ray is mobile. Okay, Ray, I'm going to take the mobile first because not really sure how your terrain is and whether you can hang on to it, so... KC2NBU.
Yeah, good evening. We're just coming home from the auction out in Rochester, and heard the net, figured I'd add one to the count. Over.
Well, Roger, glad you did, and glad you were able to check in with us this evening, I'm sure. Probably have a good ride coming home, but probably a tiresome one also. So I'll turn it back to you for any comments on that, Ray.
Yeah, well, we had clear driving, no rain, no wind. It was a good ride home. So, ready to call it a day.
Roger on that. Well, thank you for checking in. Hope it's safely the rest of the way going home. All right, we'll start with George in 2PFM. What's going on?
Jack and everybody else there, Ray. Everybody else on the net. You got a temperature of 57 degrees after a range today of 57 to 67. Hours sunny most of the day and clouded up somewhat in the afternoon, like you said. And there's really nothing much going on here except we still got a 600-pound black bear somewhere around here that even comes out in the daytime. In fact, confronted a fellow that was doing some work here on the property the other day, and he stood up on his hind legs and stared at the guy, and the guy just stood his ground, stared there and that, and then the bear went down and ran away. So I don't know what's going to go on, but I hope I don't see him too much anymore. Thank God bless 73, Zen2PFM clear.
Okay, George, sounds like you had a little bit of, or he had a little bit of excitement there. Yeah, they were always a little on the, you have the apprehension with them when you're around. We had that sometime back, a couple of years ago, came up on the back porch and pretty much scares the devil out of all of us. So, okay, well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening, KD2AIT. We're doing good here. We're just doing some reading here online, and didn't really have much of a busy day. I had to run around to some appointments and other little errands, and did get some work done. So looking forward to the weekend here. We've got a lot of yard work and stuff to do, and want to get out there and enjoy the fresh air a little bit. Well, that's about it here. KD2AIT, back in that.
Okay, Jeff. Well, glad you're getting to relax a little bit when you get the chance to, and well, at least you won't need the wood. It's getting a little bit warmer, and I saw the forecast today. First I'd looked at it in a while, and looks like we're going to get warmer days coming, so maybe spring is sneaking in on us, but then of course we're going to get the rain with it too, but I'll still take the warmer weather. So okay, you have a good evening, and maybe get to relax a little bit. K2ZNZ, Jack, how are you this evening?
Well, we're doing pretty good down here. Not too much going on at the moment. Just cloudy up, though, no question about that. I show a high of 74. It got pretty warm mid-afternoon, I know that. And right now, it's back down to about 57. So, I like cool nights and warm days. I take them all year round if I could get them. But unfortunately, things don't work out that way. So, nothing else here. Wife and I were just busy today. And we had physical therapy this afternoon and did some grocery shopping and just kind of the usual routine.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, it's been quite a day. I enjoyed it myself, even with the cloudiness. All right, well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening. And let's see, we already touched base with Ray. Let's make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. I made good use of time myself today. to get out. I got a couple of things done outside, get a little more fertilizer around the lawn, and put down the garage, and I changed my, took my winter tires off my plow truck, and put summer ones back on. Got that part of it done, did a little bit of cleanup in the truck, and a little bit of cleanup in the garage, which God knows it needed it, but anyway, I made good use of the warm day. Breeze was a little cool at times, but at least it stayed comfortable. And I see warmer days in our future. I just hope the weatherman agrees with us and keeps it coming. We're going to have to talk to George on that one. Okay. Anyone else care to check in? I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, Dan, Jack, Jeff, George, Kevin, and Bill for checking in this evening. Hope everyone has a fine evening. 73 to all. And 5AOW clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come out, please.
I have AOW. Good evening, Jack.
KC2MBU. Good evening. No traffic.
WBX. Good evening, Cat.
Okay, very good. Let me welcome N5AOW. Hello, Bob. KC2NBU, Ray. And N2WBX, Dennis. Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Any additional stations for Arctan? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73s to all. Have a good evening. Have a good day tomorrow. KA2000Z.